Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you are here live in the studio with me, and it's TGI, everybody. Thank God it is Friday. Hallelujah. And we are celebrating again our Thanksgiving celebrations and what have you. And I tell you, people of God, what a wonderful time we had on yesterday as we shared with family and friends in the Lord. Boy, you're talking about an exciting time, you're talking about a high time, and you're talking about a blessed time. Oh, my goodness gracious. Nobody do it like Shakespeare's. We do it in a real way, and it was awesome, awesome, awesome. And we thank and praise God for that. Boy, it's Friday, it's Friday, it's Friday. My co-host is here with me, Pastor Lawrence London Jr., my nephew. Lawrence, where are you, boy?
All right, yeah, Uncle Shake, how you doing, sir?
You know me, Lawrence, I'm doing it for Jesus, and so it's always good in the neighborhood. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you feeling pretty good today?
Yes, man. Just glad to see another day the Lord gave us, man. I'm excited. I am excited about the Lord today, as always.
Lawrence, I got to ask you a question. Lawrence, I want to ask you a
question. Okay.
What happened to the turkey, man? The turkey disappeared last night when we was there. We was there all together eating everything. Then it was over, and, you know, people started pulling out their Tupperwares and all this kind of stuff. I looked over. I saw a half of a fried turkey sitting there on the counter. And I turned back around, and I talked for a few minutes, and I went over there and looked like some parasites had came and just devoured. Just took over, man.
Well, I tell you, man, I think the wizard might have got you.
You think the wizard did it?
I think the wizard got you, Doc. I saw the wizard in action yesterday. Now I know what you're talking about.
Man, the wizard was in full blast there. I'm telling you, man, the whole fried turkey disappeared. And I'm saying, what in the world is going on with the turkey? And everything just being devoured by, I'm like, what is going on with the turkey? Then I look around and the spaghetti was gone.
Oh, wow.
Another full of spaghetti. The spaghetti was gone.
Yeah.
I came home, Lawrence. All I have is cookies. How is that?
How did you only come home with cookies?
All I have is cookies and 8 bottles of water.
Oh, my God.
This is not right. This
that
is not right.
Right.
Of the feast. This is not right. Not a plate of food or anything. And I didn't even get to taste turkey.
Oh, no, that is not right. You're right.
And taste the turkey.
That ain't right, sir. You bought the turkey, couldn't taste it.
I bought the turkey for the turkeys, and y'all turkeys ate the turkey.
Oh, my God. Well, I must admit, I wasn't the culprit that took the turkey.
Man, y'all was eating up a storm. I looked around. All the food was gone, and it was way too much food. I didn't understand what was happening there. I'm telling you the truth. Man, I'm telling you, but what a nice time we had. What a rejoicing time we had in the Lord. OMG. And then we went around the table and gave the names. Hallelujah. And pronounced the blessing. And the Lord just moved. Their mother was a spirit of love and wholesome, wholehearted fellowship among sons and daughters and all of that and the grandchildren. And, of course, Pastor London was there, praise the Lord. And we just had an awesome time. It was awesome, praise God. And, you know, I tell you, people of God, when you can come together in love and unity and no fussing, no fighting, no arguments and things of this nature, that's what makes everything so sweet and so beautiful. And then you have the right setting, the right atmosphere. The food was there. The food was beautiful and what have you. It was just wonderful. I wouldn't trade Thanksgiving Day 2012 for nothing. It was just a wonderful day. And I thank God for your presence, son. Thank you for being there with us. You just have a unique way of swelling the breeze and making things do what it do. But then you did a disappearing act on me. I never knew you were Ken the Houdini, but for some reason I turned around, called your name, and they said, he gone. I didn't see you put on your coat. You just disappeared.
I said bye there. I said, okay, I'm Gary Rose. Yeah, I guess you was in bliss. You were in total bliss, so you probably was just in bliss.
Yes, Lord, wow. Yes. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. People of God, it's time for us to praise God again, give God his highest. He deserves that. Boy, I tell you, Denise Conyers is in queue with us. She's going to lead us in prayer today. Praise the Lord. Hey, Denise, how you doing?
Hey, everybody. Hi, Prophet and Pastor London. How are you all?
We are blessed. I can't say I'm full of turkey, though, because I didn't get to eat a piece of turkey.
Oh, that ain't right. They need to make
that's
you a
not
turkey.
Right. It was turkeys there. I didn't get not a piece of neither one of the turkeys.
Wow, somebody need to bring you some turkey.
My God. Yeah.
It was a turkey on both sides of the room. I didn't get a piece of turkey. They think my plate, they didn't even put turkey on my plate.
That is amazing.
I was the
That's
father of the feast, sitting at the head table in the center. I ain't get a piece of turkey.
Wow.
Lord have mercy.
Then I'm sitting there and they gave me dressing, and then the whole plate of cranberry sauce disappeared. Who can eat dressing without their cranberry?
Wow, that's not good. They need to do that over.
All I know, Pastor London was close by every time something happened. That's all I got to say.
I was
I'm telling you, he was in the vicinity every time something disappeared. I looked up and he was standing there.
Don't believe that, Denise.
I think people positioned Pastor London to look like he was in cahoots, but he wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Believe me, it wasn't me. Just put it this way, I was the smallest guy there. Probably with the smallest plate.
Wow.
So, man, he got some troopers over there, boy. Those guys are troopers.
Man, it was awesome, dog. It was awesome. Yeah, Denise, how was Thanksgiving your way? Denise?
Yes.
How was Thanksgiving your way?
Things were really, really well. I went to my daughter's aunt's house, and we had a joyous time. It was good.
Wonderful.
It was good. Family
Wonderful.
And friends.
Family, friends, and food?
Yeah, and fellowship.
Wow. Gabriella and I had opportunity to run by a friend's house, and his wife is, she was real sick, and matter of fact, they had brought her from the rehabilitation place over to the house for Thanksgiving, and I was there, and I looked over at her, and something just said, let Gabby pray for her. I looked at Gabby, I said, Gabriella, the mother is not feeling too good. Would you like to pray for her? And Gabriella said, yes, Daddy, I want to pray for her. And I said, okay, go over there. And Gabby wants us to pray for your mother. Gabby went over there and laid hands on that woman. And Gabby prayed at least lost for about 3 minutes. Right. And it was silence all around because it was right, you know, dining room, living room connected. And when she finished, the woman, she opened her eyes and said, oh, my God, I felt the Spirit of God went all over me when this little girl was praying for me. Oh, my God. I tell you, people of God, that made Thanksgiving. That was the field goal of Thanksgiving right there.
Yeah.
Gabby is just growing in the Lord, and I just thank God for her. And I just wanted to share that little testimony because that's what it's all about, people of God, representing God, being present to represent God in a way that your light shine wherever you are, holiday, holy day, whatever. We are the light of the world, that we are that city that's set on a hill and cannot be hidden, and we must take up residence to do our part as it relates to the Spirit of God, and train our children in a way that our children can grow up and follow in our footsteps, exemplifying the presence and the power of God, and that's what happened to us on yesterday. So we give God all the praise. Praise God. And you all know I do that. I give God all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. It's just a wonderful thing to have a daughter like Gabriella. I tell you, she is. And guess what? He just walked in the door. Hi, Gabby.
Hi, Dad.
Say hi to everybody on the radio.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi,
Gabby.
It's Kalani.
Gabby just walked through the door. Praise God. It's just a wonderful thing. People of God, I just want to say this to you, and then we're going to go into our prayer mode. Today is our prayer, intercessory prayer, and inspiration day. And those of you who have prayer requests, matter of fact, Lawrence, let's do that now. Since it's prayer and inspiration day, praise God. Those of you that desire prayer, why don't you push 1 on your dial and we'll take your prayer request prior to Denise leading us into our prayer session today. You just push 1 on your telephone pad there, on your pad, you will see that it will light up, and then we can receive your prayer request if you have special prayer requests. We're praying for Sharla Johnson, praise the Lord, one of our admins whom I did not call yesterday and was supposed to. Procrastination is the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, of the mind. It's the enemy of the mind, praise the Lord. Every time I thought about it, I was in the wrong place, but I have to call Sharla. Maybe we can call her during the show, praise the Lamb of God, and hook her in so that she can speak to us live on the air, praise the Lord. But we want to pray for her, and then anyone else that have a special prayer request, push 1 on your dial right now, and we will take that prayer request. If you're listening to us via the internet and you would like to call in, the area code is 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Okay, there's no callers. There's no one who wants to have a special prayer request. We are going to ask Pastor London to set the music, and Denise is going to take us to the throne of grace. She heads up our intercessory ministry there at PSM International on the page, on Facebook. Those of you who would like to join our page, is open to the public. She's praying for all of us today. Denise, the mic is in your hand.
Amen. Let us just begin to worship the Lord. Let us begin just to open our mouths to invoke and invite the presence of the Holy Ghost to come and consume us from wherever we are, as we are in different parts of the world. We're yet one in the Spirit. So, Father, it is in your precious name that I come today. We come to bow before you, oh God. God, we come repenting, Lord God. God, of any thoughts of deeds that we've said or done, Lord God. God, that's been contrary to your word, Lord God. God, you tell us in Matthew 6:33 to seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all other things shall be added, oh God. God, you tell us in Psalm 51, Lord God. God, how we're to approach you, Lord God. God, we come this morning, Lord God. God, asking for that you purify our hearts, Lord God. God, that you cleanse our hands, because we can't stand in your holy presence, Lord God. God, any kind of way, Lord God. God, we've sinned against you, and we're so sorry, Lord God. God, we've done what was evil in your sight, Lord God. God, we've done things that did not please you, Lord God. God, during the course of the night, Lord God. God, we've entertained things, Lord God. God, that you never for us intended to compromise on, Lord God. God, and we're sorry, Lord God. God, but now we come, Lord God. God, just coming to your throne boldly, Lord God. God, making our requests known unto you, Lord God. God, we ask that you father us today, Lord God. God, that you will lead us, Lord God. God, in this thing called life, Lord God. God, for your glory, Lord God. God, open up the deaf ear today, Lord God. God, allow the blinded eyes to see, Lord God. God, open the muted mouth, Lord God. God, that we can speak forth your glory in the earth realm, Lord God. God, we ask for the Issachar's anointing, Lord God. God, that we can discern the times and the seasons, Lord God. God, that you're calling us into, Lord God. God, we ask that you wake the watchman, Lord God. God, that we can watch in this hour, Lord God. God, that when the angelic visitation come, Lord God, God, we'll be able to discern what you're saying, Lord God. God, and for that we thank you, Lord God. God, we give thanks
saying you are God. God, yesterday was Thanksgiving, but today is yet another day that we're to give you thanks, Lord God. God, that we're to render praise unto your holy name because you are worthy, oh God. God, you're worthy of the praises, Lord God.
Yes.
You're worthy of the honor, Lord God. God, you are sovereign and merciful, Lord God. God, gracious are you, Lord God. God, we thank you today, Lord God. God, we lift up Charlotte to you, Lord God. God, we don't know what she stands in need of, but you do, Lord God. God, we ask that you lay your nail-scarred hands on her, Lord God. God, heal her mind, Lord God. God, heal her heart, Lord God. God, heal her body, Lord God. God, whatever she needs, Lord God, God, be that, Lord God. God, we ask, oh God, God, that you'll come and be the all-breasted one, Lord God. God, that we can lay our head on your lap, Lord God. God, and you'll tell us the things that are to come, Lord God. We thank you for Gabby, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, that you're raising this young child up, Lord God. God, to pray in season and out of season, Lord God. God, to lay hands on the sick, Lord God. God, and command the sickness to go in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we ask that you open her mouth, Lord God. God, that she will begin to prophesy, Lord God. God, that you will anoint her eyes, Lord God. God, that the she is anointing will rest on her, Lord God. God, that she'll be able to discern and perceive things, Lord God. God, that has not been told and revealed to man, Lord God. God, and we thank you, Lord God. God, that her father and her mother are raising her up in the fear and the admiration of who you are, Lord God. God, and for that we tell you thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you that she's a yielded, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, for the childhood faith, Lord God. God, that you're calling, Lord God.
Thank you.
So we pray for an increase this morning, Lord God. God, that you will grow her by leaps and bounds, Lord God. God, that she'll pray, Lord God. God, like never before, Lord God. God, that she'll go in the bowels of mercy, Lord God. God, calling on the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, the name that saves, Lord God. God, the name that heals and delivers, Lord God. God, we give Pastor London and Prophet Shakespeare to you today, Lord God. God, we ask that you will anoint their tongues with fire, Lord God. God, that they will speak forth in the Holy Ghost, Lord God.
God,
yes, the today, Lord God. God, that they will be in tune to your heart, Lord God. God, that they will speak for kingdom assignments and agendas, Lord God. God, take over Holy Ghost, Lord God. God, the four winds of the earth, Lord God. God, blow, Lord God. God, over the show today, Lord God. God, shift us, Lord God. God, to the place that you're calling them, and for that, we tell you thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you for every person that lays on their sick bed, Lord God. God, that they have someone that's in tune to the Spirit, Lord God. God, that they will pour down, Lord God. God, heaven, I'm the healing from heaven today, Lord God. God, and they will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, Lord God. God, some of us are not in the same city, Lord God. God, but we have the power to speak forth that healing in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we pray for Jennifer, Lord God. God, as her grandmother transitions, Lord God. God, you be that God. And you discharge, Lord God. God, you speak peace to the family, Lord God. God, mother lays on that bed, Lord God. God, speak to her, Lord God. God, in the best forgiveness that she needs to render unto someone, let it be done in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, that when her time comes, she will transition in peace and harmony, Lord God. God, in unison with heaven, Lord God. God, and for that we tell you thank you, Lord God. God, we bless you. Today, Lord God, we give you honor, we give you praise. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you for that fervent prayer, Denise, and thank you. Awesome. God bless. God bless. Thank you, Denise, for those, for your fervent prayer, and thank you for praying for Gabby and for Pastor London and myself. We give God praise for you and the spiritual gifting that resides down on the inside of you. We bless God for praying men and women. Praise the Lord. I mean, we have now on the team, I believe it's at least 9 or 10, praise the Lord, God, and two of those are men. Brother Brett has joined the intercessory prayer team, and Pastor Frazier is on the prayer team now. So the prayer team is growing. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a lot of people out here who is praying for those of us that are in need of prayer. Praise the Lord. And we should never, ever neglect that area of ministry. Intercessory prayer. So very vital. So very important, praise God, to our lives. Amen. Intercessory Prayer Conference is coming up in January. For those that would like to attend under Bishop Murphy's ministry there, hallelujah, in Atlanta, Georgia, starting January the 2nd, praise the Lamb of God, through the 5th, hallelujah, 2nd through the 5th there in Atlanta, Georgia, hallelujah. We'll get more information on that for you guys, and maybe have Bishop Murphy on also, who will be able to give us some more directives and things of that nature concerning the conference that's coming up in January. So we want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that those of you who don't understand the art and science of intercessory prayer, that's the place to go to get that knowledge, to get that next level of prayer life, praise God, a deeper soaking, praise God, is all there at William H. Murphy Ministries. And you can check that out at his website also, William H. Murphy Ministries. And all the times and things of that nature is scheduled there, I'm sure. Prayer is a very important component, praise God. And this we know, and we've been talking about prayer here of late, praise the Lamb of God, here on the show. And people of God, let me tell you something. I recognize, praise God, that our praise and worship is powerful. It invokes the presence of God because God inhabits the praises of his people. And many times God does many miraculous things while we're in the midst of praise. Praise God. One of the most powerful actions that we could ever see, praise God, and witness in the Word of God in 1 Chronicles 20 when Jehoshaphat cried out to the Lord in prayer, praise God, and the Lord responded with the son of Jeremiah, Benaniah, and he prophesied that the battle is not yours but the Lord. The instructions that were given was for them to praise God as they went out. Take no weapons, but praise God, and it was a great slaughter that day. And they didn't have to raise an eyebrow. All they had to do is praise God. But understand, praise the Lamb of God, that praise was the result of prayer. Praise the Lord. Look at it, see it, and know it. Their praises, the instruction of their praises, and the power of God utilizing was because a fast was called. They all entered into the house of God. And they all prayed, praise the Lamb of God. They had a problem. The petition was made by the positioned person, which was the king, praise the Lamb of God. They united in prayer and fasting. They entered the house of God, the people of God who were called by his name. They fasted, meaning they humbled themselves. They turned from their wicked ways. They sought God's face and prayed. And then the result end of that is God said, I will hear from heaven, praise the Lamb of God. So God heard, and he responded. And the response came through, praise the Lamb of God, the prophetic word. And the prophetic word as a result of prayer was to send, praise the Lamb of God, the Levites and the praise team forth, hallelujah, and allow them to sing, the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. And that's the song they sung. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever, praise the Lamb of God. And it resulted in an ambush. The enemy turned on themselves and began to fight one another until there was not a man left. And when Israel arrived at the site of battle, all they had to do was collect the spoils. What an awesome God we serve, Lawrence London Jr.
That's right. Collect the spoils.
Now, that's all you have to do. Now if that's not, praise the Lamb of God, a demonstration of the power of prayer, prophecy, and praise all working together. Prayer, prophecy, and praise all working together for the people of God. Hallelujah. I couldn't show it to you no clearer than that picture right there. Praise the Lamb of God. All those P's, words that start with a P, work together right there. Praise the Lamb of God and embedded in that. Yeah, man, embedded in it is the petition of King Jehoshaphat is worth reading. Two people, the way that man prayed is one of those Daniel type of prayers, and Daniel 9 is one of those type of prayers, and he prays, he repents for the people, for the forefathers. He reminds God about his friend Abraham. He reminds God about the promise that he made. Praise the Lamb of God on the temple. That if the people of God would look to that temple, that he would deliver. He reminded him of the promise and the covenant he made with Solomon. And they went in that house, and they fasted, and they prayed, and God showed up. Praise the Lamb of God. With a prophetic word, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord walked through the congregation. Praise the Lamb of God. That the Spirit of the Lord walked through the congregation and came upon one Benaniah, the son of either Zechariah or Jeremiah, one of the prophets. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, I tell you this, hallelujah, prophetic word came forth, and the performance came with the prophetic word. Praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do is obey God. But you have to get the recipe down to the science. Praise the Lamb of God. And what we've been dealing with, Pastor London and ourselves, is powerful praying, getting into the next dimension. Those of you who have not been with us, you know, praise the Lamb of God, I shared just the other day that the Lord, and I shared this with the church Sunday morning, that the Lord said that he's ready to release, he's ready to perform, he's ready to give, but the people of God are not pressing into his presence in prayer. But the people of God are not pressing into his presence in prayer. That's a sad indictment. That's a sad indictment against the house of God and the family of God. Lawrence, what you think about that?
Man, it is a sad indictment. You got so much going on. You know what gets me about I could say 100 times more, but what gets me is sometimes we do. You said it when you preached about the prayers that astonish. Sometimes we either procrastinate or we lack belief in what God can really do through our prayer lives. Simple as that. I mean, we really lack that connection sometimes. I don't know what it is and what would cause it, but as a whole, it is a travesty that we don't come together and believe the word of God, whether it's spoken, written, you know, his living word within us. I mean, we have all the tools we need right now to make things, make differences in our lives and in the world. And as I'm listening to you, I'm actually even looking at your book right now, and a burden is coming upon me while you're teaching.
Wow. Well, you know, I really need to rehash that book again and really put it out there. There's so many of our people who don't have the call and burden of intercessory prayer, Pastor London. There are so many people that do not have that powerful little book. People of God, this little book contains the question of the calling in this table of contents. And it's only like maybe 40 pages long, this book. It's a small book, but it's intense. It's to the point. There's no whole lot of rhetoric. You can read it in one sitting, a flight or something of that later. But I know people have read it at least 7 to 8 times. The testimonies have come back just to really grasp what the message of the book is. It deals with the question and calling. It talks to you about your calling or the burden of intercessory prayer, whether it is a calling or whether it's a burden, and what's the difference in the two. It deals with, praise the Lamb of God, the fundamentals of the prayer, of intercessory prayer, praise the Lamb of God. It deals, and give me that. You have it before you, Lawrence?
Yes, sir.
Just read the table of contents with me. I just want to bless the people of God with that.
The introduction is the intercessor's question.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Chapter 1 is the call, the calling in question.
Okay.
Chapter 2 is the burden of intercessory prayer. Chapter 3 is the gapper's anointing. And chapter 4, a kingdom of intercessors.
Right. Yeah. From start to finish, the book is driving towards allowing all of us to know that we are a kingdom of intercessors. There is no such thing as a believer that is not an intercessor, praise the Lord. But there's levels of intercessory prayer. There are levels of intercessory prayer, and we must come to the place as prophetic people to understand those various levels, praise the Lamb of God. Some of the revelation God gives you is for yourself, and it's for yourself to intercede about you. Praise the Lamb of God. One of our prayer people inboxed me this morning about a dream she had, and the dream was to her, for her, about her life, even though I was in the dream, and she thought it was a revelation to me, and it really was a revelation to her. Praise the Lamb of God. And our word at the end of it was, wow, she interpreted the majority of the dream, but it was one section in that she missed that was crucial, praise the Lamb of God, to our understanding. People of God, God is revealing to us through dreams, through visions, praise the Lamb of God, what is about to happen, what's coming, what he's planning to do in our lives, what he desires to do. And I keep telling people this, Pastor London, when God reveals these things to us, there must be a prophetic thrust. There must be a prophetic thrust on our part that pushes, praise the Lamb of God, that prayer back into the face of God. It comes from his spirit. It gives it to us, but the Lord wants to be invited in, and he wants us to invite, invoke, praise the Lamb of God, intercede, all of that, so that, praise the Lamb of God, the prophetic action can take place upon, praise the Lamb of God, that he's revealing to us. Man, that book, that little book is so powerful. I wrote that book in one setting under the inspiration of the Spirit. I didn't take a break. I just sat down and started writing and didn't quit until it was finished. That's how that book was written, in one afternoon, evening, and night. I never stopped but to get a cup of coffee and come back to finish that little book, praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, let me tell you something. I think that you can really come to a place if you digest this book that's revelatory. You can come to a place of revelation. You can come to a place of greater understanding, praise the Lamb of God. You can get the book, of course, on the website at psmintl.org. It will enhance your prayer life, praise the Lamb of God. When it gets to the gapper's anointing, it shows us, praise the Lamb, the highest level or the highest degree of intercessory prayer. It is a high and holy place within the calling, hallelujah, to be a gapper, to be able to stand in the gap. You're a royal priesthood. You should press your way in the levels of intercessory prayer to get to the place of the gapper so that you can use your prophetic giftings in prayer to hold death back, praise the Lamb of God, so that people can be saved, praise the Lamb of God, even on their deathbed. You can hold the hand of death back until they come out of comas. I have witnessed this firsthand, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, until they come to a place of being able to hear the gospel and repenting before the Lord allowed death to touch them in any way. I promise you, people of God, hallelujah, when you understand the power of your prayer life, when you understand the power of your prayer life, praise the Lamb of God, you will pray more. When you understand the power, hallelujah, of the prophetic anointing that's on you to flex the muscles of God, to move the finger of God, to extend the hand of God on your behalf and others, prayer will become more important to you. It will be placed high on the agenda, praise the Lamb of God, of your priorities. You will not go, as many have been going in this season, lacking in this vital area of prayer. Prayer is so important to us, people of God. But understanding prayer, Lord, teach us to pray as you taught, as John taught his disciples. Lord, teach us to pray. The disciples knew there was a need, praise the Lamb of God, for some directives. There was a need for revelation. There was a need for education. There was a need for activation. There was a need, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. That's why they asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. And we go haphazardly, praise the Lamb of God, and many people all through life just thinking they can just babble out anytime they want to, praise the Lamb of God, and it's all right in the eyes of God. God does wink at ignorance sometimes, praise the Lamb of God. But when we insult God, when the knowledge is there, praise the Lamb of God, it's an insult to God. When the knowledge is there and you can get the knowledge and you refuse it, my people are destroyed, Lawrence, the Lord says, for the lack of knowledge. And then the next sentence says, because they have rejected it. Not because it's not available, but because they have rejected the knowledge. Praise the Lamb of God. The knowledge is there. Get the knowledge, get the understanding, and you will become more powerful, and you will see a greater level of performance, praise the Lamb of God, by God in your life as you understand the art of prayer. It's a beautiful art. It's a wonderful thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, this is cracking open powerful already here, Lawrence.
Yeah. You know how much I told you. My mind is going berserk right now. Because we've already declared that this is a season of signs, miracles, and wonders. But I don't think it's really expanding inside of God's people what's going on in this time. And that's another thing that connection and intercessory prayer would do. I mean, it allow you to expand more in his purpose, because I know without a shadow of doubt, these are the days that the body of Christ is going to rise like never before. And the true body is going to come together, and that God is going to be so powerful in these days. It's happening now, but it's just growing like never before. God is empowering his church in these days where we will see great wonders, man. We will, everything about the church, the platform is going to change. The way the teaching is going forth is going to change. You're going to see, you know, people grabbing hand to hand on the, I was talking to Michael Daniel and Angel's husband and Joe up yesterday, And I was telling them what I mean, I really see a new true church coming together where our prayer lives and our connections are so strong that it ain't the pastor in the pulpit that's preaching, but it's the people walking from one side to the other saying, the Lord told me to come over here and pray for you, or the Lord told me to come tell you this. And that infectious environment would go on the outside of the walls where they're at work and by the water cooler and say, I'm sorry, I know this is awkward, but the Lord is leading me to pray for you. And the power of God just starts flowing like never before. But until we get into that important posture and that connection of prayer, man, and we really see the desire of God's heart, when we really start feeling the heartbeat of God, the body will start moving as one like it's supposed to. The barriers will be broken down. All these pieces of the body, you know, this massacred, and I hate to say it this way, this shredded body that we have out here in the world today, it has finally come together and that power will be revealed. I mean, the Lord, what he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit here until I make your enemies your footstool. We as the body, before he come in all his glory, we will be in his glory. We'll be living, walking, talking, and experiencing the powerful glory of God before he comes in his very person. I mean, I really believe that. And
Lawrence, you are on this. So it's just leap. My spirit is leaping as you're speaking because, you know, I had already talked to Angel, you know, because Angel really now is a pastor of administration there at the Truth Church. So I was talking to Pastor Angel, my daughter, and I was telling her that God has given me, you know, a whole new vision, and not vision so much as revelation concerning the vision that he had given me for the Truth Church. And that in this season, next year, 2013, people of God, let me tell you something. This is the word that is going forth, and that is reconstruction. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Truth Church is under reconstruction. Praise the Lamb of God. The ministries are under reconstruction. As I'm speaking, they're being developed. Praise the Lamb of God. So we can introduce a new level that I have never seen anywhere. Praise the Lamb of God across the country or the world where I have traveled, churches I have entered. I have never seen it. The Lord has revealed this to me. He told me a couple of about a year or so ago, Lawrence, that I would write a book, Praise the Lamb of God, concerning the church, that would be a motto for churches until his coming. And I'm starting to see it clear because I've been saying, Lord, what is it? What is it, Praise the Lamb of God? But he's given me, of course, revelation comes in part, prophecy comes in part. And he's given me the pieces to it, praise the Lamb of God. But he gave me a chunk when he told me and showed me how to establish the ministries within the church, praise the Lamb of God, contrary to the way they establish now. And boy, I believe once we get it down packed that the Truth Church is going to be the model church for the book. Praise the Lamb of God, and the Truth Church is going to operate in this new level. God had to do some things, praise the Lamb of God, and, you know, I'm not pointing the finger at nothing or nobody, but sometimes some things that we go through, praise the Lamb of God, has some God ordainedness to it. I'll put it that way, praise the Lamb, that is God ordained, and we go through it, and we don't understand why things are the way they are, and many times God is bringing you to a place of reconstruction. God desires, praise the Lamb of God, to use your foundation, hallelujah, and it's not an end but a new beginning. And a lot of people walk away from ministries, they walk away from marriages, they walk away from relationships, and many times, Lawrence, they even give up on themselves at this point. Because they're not aware, praise the Lamb of God, that they're under reconstruction. Hallelujah. I'm saying something today, people of God.
Yeah, yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. this deep right here, that they're under reconstruction. And when once you submit to reconstruction, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the building, the rebuilding process becomes easy, it becomes smooth, you see God in it, and every brick is precious to you. Oh, my goodness, the mortar that he uses to bring the adhesives is beautiful to you. And when it's a finished product, you look back and you say, I thank God I went through what I went through. I thank God for tearing down, the tearing up, the removing. Praise the Lamb of God for allowing the wind to blow, to allowing the shaking to come so that I can come to the place where I am now. But it's going to take persistence in prayer, people of God. It's going to take what Lawrence is talking about, the pressing upon the door. It's back in your hands. Go ahead, son. You're doing a great job. Talk about it.
I mean, it's just so evident. I mean, we could really go further into what's going on in this reconstruction phase. You know, like you said, one thing I talked to young guys about yesterday was process is inevitable for those who are chosen. It must take place. And you said it so profoundly. What happens is a lot of us give up before the process is finished. You know, a lot of us let go, you know, and the thing about God is, even though we let go, he don't let go of us. We end up coming back and having to be processed anyway. So it's just best that we submit ourselves to it. We might go to our own plans, Abraham, and try and make it happen our own way. But what will eventually happen is God is going to place us right when he got his hands on us. That's one thing about the church that's exciting right now in this day. God has his hand on the church, people of God. No matter what its condition is, he looks at it with a pure love. That's why I know that in this day, this time, it's rising, and it's rising to a place of power. That's why I know in this
You didn't hit it again, man. I should have been right there to ring the bell on that one. Praise the Lamb. Let me tell you what you just said. You said that God, that no matter how the church looks, what the church is going through, God has his hand on the church. People of God, that is one of the most profound statements that has ever been made on this show. And you all better listen to this man of God, what he's saying, what he just said, because there's so many of us as believers who want to give up on the church as though, and we think we know something about the church that God don't know.
That's right.
We must come to a grip and recognize that God is preparing the church as his bride. We're not preparing it. God is preparing it. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. And all that the church go through, trust me, Jesus Christ is standing at the altar. He recognizes, praise the Lamb of God, what he's doing. And many of our churches, praise the Lamb, this is the biggest issue in the world, Lawrence, in what you're saying. Many of our churches, I'm trying to help somebody today, have went through traditional copycatting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have looked at what others are doing, praise the Lamb of God, and we have copied the model. We've copied it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and we want the appearance of what church is, and nobody has went to the Lord and said, praise the Lamb of God, or I'll say very few have, went to the Lord and said, what will you have me to do? I'm walking in now to many ministries, Lawrence, that are new style. They have a new flair to it that's different, praise the Lamb of God, from the old model. Hallelujah. They're still teaching Jesus. They're still doing things of that nature, but they don't have the old concept, praise God, of entertainment. And a lot of churches, praise God, the majority of all, copycat according to their denomination, according to what they see others are doing, according to what they are exposed to, praise the Lamb of God, and it's because of a lack of prayer. Go ahead, Lawrence, go ahead. Praise God. Yeah. I'm loving what you're talking about. I'm getting revelation.
I mean, and it's just obvious that, I mean, what's happening at this time, if we get connected with him, we'll understand that what he's doing, this work and his hands being on his church and his eyes of love right now, like never before, because there's a new standard being raised in this last in this century, if you will, if you call it this millennium. There's a standard being risen right now where God is being put back in a position where he's going to actually take over our services again. That's basically what he's going to do in the first place. That's basically what he planned to do when he said, I will build my church. He's going to take this thing over again because of his love and his concern for it. When he looks at the body, he don't look at it the way we look at it. And we can use that illustration as far as, I think I said it one time, when the four men, when Jesus was teaching in Capernaum, and the four men went to the top of the roof and they laid that body before Jesus himself. There's one thing about a paralyzed body, and that, I mean, a paralyzed body, if you will, the members of that body doesn't move, but when a healing can take place, a true healing can take place in that body when there's nothing wrong with the head, and that's what's going on with the body of Christ right now. I mean, our body seems to be paralyzed, but when you look at it, when God looks at it, he knows that there's nothing wrong with the head. There's nothing wrong with the Jesus we serve. We just got to put that headship in motion and place and allow
uh-huh.
to do what he has called it and desired and longs for it to be, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's nothing wrong with it. We just got to make sure we submit and allow all of our signals to connect to his headship. And that's what intercessory prayer is all about, connecting to the headship. It's connecting to it. Once that
bringing the issues to God, you know, instead of trying to wrestle with them and answering myself. But, see, we are a people who are top-heavy when it comes to knowledge and knowledge that's available to us. And we try to put a Band-Aid on a main artery and wind up allowing something to bleed to death. When all we had to do is take it back to its manufacturer. All we had to do is take it back to the specialist, praise the Lamb of God, who created it. We didn't create the church. Christ said, upon this rock, I'll build.
Yes.
I'll build. I'll build. And there's a lot of pastors who have hijacked, I'm going to say it, I mean it, I'm saying it, and I'll never take it back. There's a lot of pastors who have directly and indirectly hijacked the house of God. There's a lot of ministers, I'm getting in that mold again, that have hijacked the people of God. They have hijacked God's church, and the church has become their bride, and their own wife is not their bride.
Whoa. There we go.
I mean to say what I said. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must come to a place of recognizing that the church belongs to Jesus Christ. If it belongs to him, and the Holy Spirit is present, then the Holy Spirit should be our aid, should be our director, praise the Lamb of God, and we should seek his face on what he would have us to do. That's how I received the revelation that I'm getting right now. I stopped and I looked. I didn't do nothing. All I've been doing is going, and we've been having what, Lawrence? Praise and what? Intercessory prayer?
Yes,
praise and worship, and the word. That's all we've been doing. Intercessory prayer, praise and worship, and the word. That's all we've been doing. Praise God. You want me to tell you why? Because God didn't say do nothing else.
Yeah. And
praise
sometimes
the Lord.
God said don't even allow you to go with the word. He lets you minister to those that he brings to your spirit. You know, the travesty is that that's what we as the people in the pews should be doing as well. As that spirit is that type, we should be led to do the same thing that the pastor is led to. If that spirit is that type, that he's led to move in the spirit, we should be led to move and at least grow grow to a maturity where we're doing the same things, that we could take the hands of our brother and sister and not be ashamed to know that the power of God is so strong in there and he's so strong in us. Use it now. We use it there. And the more we use that thing on what I would call the backside of the mountain, the more we can deliver others, man. I mean, what's happening is God is ready to take over, and he is taking over in this damn time. He is taking over his body. He is renewing his body. He is reviving his church right now through ministries out here. And if you don't open your eyes to see, you could get left out, because this is happening now, today. Today it's happening. Today God is building a ministry in a whole different dimension. He's taking people's lives and making them, I mean, people who are desiring to be close to the Lord, he's taking their lives, and they're taking their lives and giving it to him, and he's giving his life to them to where they could just, I mean, be one. I mean, that's what his ultimate prayer was before he hit to that cross. You know, Lord, Father, make them one as we are one. He's bringing us to that place right now.
Yeah, that oneness of heart, that oneness of mind, that oneness of spirit, that oneness of purpose.
Yes.
That oneness of ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. When this happens, Lawrence, it's going to bring us to oneness in ministry and not all this scattered brain stuff. Everybody is coming up with their own concept of what ministry is.
Yes.
Everybody is coming up with their own agenda of what's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. When the pattern is in God, the pattern for it is in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus. And it's so evident. It's so
upon
evident
this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell. Maybe that's why so much hell in the church. Because it's not his church.
That's right.
Okay, did nobody like that one? Praise the Lamb of God. Where my Facebook people at? Why they not posting? Praise God. Maybe that's why they're...
That's it. You got to say that again. That's it.
Maybe that's why so much hell's in our churches, because it's not his church.
Yeah.
It's ours.
Yeah.
And we have hijacked the church. We have kidnapped Jesus' bride.
Yes.
And we're doing what we want to with it, to the seeking, Lord, what would you have me to do with your bride? And preparing her for you, what would you have me to do? These your people, what would you have me to feed them? Instead of going over to Bishop Bobo's church and somebody come in revival and you get your pen out, I'm preaching that Sunday, that's preached. You ain't talk to God about that.
That's right.
Okay. Don't nobody like me, because, you know, that's the easy way out. Praise the Lamb of God. And we get to do that. And we get to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, Reginald, I heard you. I like it, too. Thank you, Reggie. Reginald, put on Facebook. I like it, prophet. I like it. We must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, understanding the importance of allowing Jesus Christ to be the head of the church again. Praise the Lamb of God. We must come to a place of understanding that the Holy Spirit is the agent, praise God, in the earth realm that gives the revelation, that reveals to us what needs to be done and how it should be done. And we got to stop trying to do this thing ourselves. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe a lot of pastors would live longer if they would do it too.
Yes. Yes. Man. Amen. Amen. And we also must believe that it is important that we truly commune as one in him and get a revelation about that communion. It is important that we do that. I mean, it's important that we do that.
See, if we're in a season... And anybody that's listening to us, you can join this conversation. Just push one on your dial, and we'll open the line, and you can join this conversation. But if we're in a season, Lawrence, that God has declared signs, wonders, and miracles, praise the Lamb of God, is for two purposes. And this has always been the way God has operated. First, he shows his people that he is God. He showed that to his people, that he's still God, he's still in control. That brings revival to the people, to his people. He revives his people. He's ready to raise us from our intellectual graves. He's ready to raise us up out of, praise the Lamb of God, the bondage of our own thinking, the bondage of all of this mess that has been dropped in us and on us that has no power of performance. It performs nothing. Mm. It performs nothing. It's nothing but words. It has performed nothing.
Mm.
It has no demonstration, just words. Mm. Praise the Lamb of God. Then the flip side of that coin is, praise the Lamb of God, he shocks unbelievers until they do like Pharaoh did in Martin Scorsese's movie, till he sit on his throne and say, Moses, God is God.
Mm.
That's what Yul Brynner wind up saying as Pharaoh when his wife sat there and said, your God couldn't defeat the God of Moses and blah, 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 blah. He replied to her at the end, the last time you see him in the movie, these are the words that come out of his mouth. Moses, God, is God. Do you know why he said that? Because of the performance.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
He was shocked himself into belief. He knew. Can't nobody open up a seat like that and make you, that wasn't no magician's trick. And dry out the ground and let the people cross and then drown my army. Only a God could do a thing like that. Our people have relaxed themselves, praise the Lamb of God, without a demand on performance. And ooh, God is ready to do some other things in this. It's going to separate, praise the Lamb of God, the fake from the real. Hello, light bulbs.
Mm, that's right.
Early jack legs that then jumped up, throwing collars on, calling themselves preachers, calling themselves prophets and apostles, and God has never spoke a word to them, you're going to know them. Praise the Lamb of God. Just watch what I tell you.
That's what's happening.
They prophesy, they have no power. Praise the, say they are apostles. The Bible talk about it. They call themselves apostles, and they're not. They've never seen Jesus. Jesus has never spoke to them. They've never had a theophany, and they are liars. They are liars. In the house of God, they lying. Yeah. And they sit up in pulpits, and they got their gold cups, and they got all of these garments on, and God has never said nothing to them. And a lot of them going down in the grave because they're not going to be able to take it. Praise the Lamb of God. And their congregation's going to walk off from them because people tired of entertainment. They're tired of it now. Praise the Lord. They want the power and the demonstration. They want, you lay hands, they want some healings to come. They want deliverance. They want to see God move like he did in days of old. Praise God. All this showmanship and this, that, and another, and let the choir stomp, and they dip and spent around, and ain't nobody getting delivered, nobody getting saved, nobody getting snatched out the fire. It needs to quit.
Amen.
Church has become Hollywood. I said it, I ain't taking it back.
Amen.
It needs to quit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And
Amen.
Preachers need to get on their knees. Hallelujah. Need to get on their knees and start praying and praying that the move of God come at the altar, that the move of God come when the people of God come together, that the real Holy Ghost show up, not something you try to make with your voice or shaking or running across the pulpit or skipping or jumping and flipping.
Yeah.
And still there is no deliverance and power. Preachers pushing people down, trying to make it seem like something happened and ain't nothing happened. Running through crowds, pushing people down. I said it and ain't going to take it back.
Oh my God.
I said it and ain't taking back. Praise the Lamb of God. They ain't got to like me. I don't care. Praise God. In this season, people of God, you got to stand for God or you're going to stand by yourself. I said it. I ain't taking that back neither. Praise the Lord. You better stand for God or you're going to stand by yourself. You're going to be with a crowd of people that can't do nothing for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But those of us who finna walk in the prosperity now, you're going to know it was supernaturally done. You're going to know you weren't supposed to get it. You're going to know that only God could have done this for me. That only God changed the course of my direction. That only God intervened and mediated. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said, I'm in this thing, man. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. We better wake up and smell the coffee. Praise God. Because people are becoming aware, praise the Lamb of God, of the voice of God. They're becoming aware on how God looks, how God moves, how God acts. Praise the Lamb of God. And they're tired of all the mess. Just tired of it. Praise God. They're tired of it. Hallelujah. We're gonna have to bring this thing into a place, praise the Lamb of God, a powerful demonstration by God using you because you have, watch this, because you have been in the presence of God to be used by God.
There it goes.
You have been in the presence of God to be used by God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You have been in the presence of God to be used by God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
Oh, God. You know, when you said that, and it's funny because you weren't upstairs when I was talking to the young guys, but one thing that is so important to know that God is exposing and building what is true, and it's going to be so evident that what is true is going to expose what is fake. I mean, it's going to be evident to all people. And one thing that you said that's so powerful is one thing that's going to make it evident is God's men and God's women who are out there, they're going to honestly start equipping people and start allowing them to know and walk in the power that they have. No longer will we have those leaders who are going to be so harsh and try and hide, you know, just see, who act like they're basically God, if you will. You know, that God can only speak through them, that God can only move through them. No, we're moving through a generation of power where the member of the body of Christ, the whole function of the body of Christ is going to be those who are in the pews being equipped and walking in that very power we're talking about, man. They're going to equip these people and let them know, I don't have to go to your mama's house. You can go to your mama's house because the power of healing is in you, and that's what's missing. A lot of pastors, a lot of leaders right now, the travesty is they are not dealing with the gifted and the giftings that's in every individual believer that has come to Christ. That's what's keeping the body paralyzed.
Yeah. You are right, Lawrence. You are right, man. And it's a time, and I hope pastors and stuff that hear this, whether in the archives or what have you, they hear it down to this point. I'm not against anybody, but I'm pro-God. That's all to it. I'm pro-God. I'm not condemning anybody. I'm not pointing fingers at nobody and nobody's church. All I'm saying is a change is at the door and it's knocking. Praise the Lamb of God. And some of the stuff that we have called out of order is God's order. God has ordered it. And there's some people that's going to start doing some things in the ministry, laying hands on people, and they're going to recover, and the pastor can't lay hands on them. It's going to be exposure time because that person has been with God. And a lot of them don't want their members to hear what I'm saying because they too busy doing other stuff and not saturating themselves in prayer and keeping their heart right and wrestling with hatred and iniquity, praise the Lamb of God, within themselves in rebellion and disobedience to God. And we got to deal with this. And then, you know what? It's go beyond lust and sex. That's all we think about. We think everything is centered around lust and sex, and it's not. Praise the Lamb of God. It goes way beyond that. It goes to the point of disobedience. It goes to the point of rebellion. It goes to the point of witchcraft being worked in the house of God.
Yeah. Amen.
It's way deeper than we looking at it. And God's tired of it. It's a stench in his nostrils.
Yeah. Hmm. Hmm. Mm. Oh my God. God is doing, right now I can feel God is doing something to people who are listening to this show. they are listening to
It's already been done to them. And they know it. It's the Lamb of God. They ain't got to say nothing. I know they know. That's why they're quiet.
Yeah, you got to understand that God is doing a work. And he's building this spiritual house through each and every one of us individually. And he's giving you this revelation. He's giving you revelation. Some people right now, they're listening to this, and something is leaping inside of them because they know that they want to go to that next place. They're begging that the Holy Spirit will take them and lead them to that next place. And it is happening in this time, in this day, this purpose, this season, if you will. There's so much revelation. I'm talking about, I was reading, and I'm telling you, I'm still hooked to this connection, man, to us being one with the headship of Christ, man. And like you said, it comes for us being in his presence and seeking him, his face, him and only him, if you will, allowing him, tapping into him and his purpose for our lives and for his church, because he is the one, his very hand is the one that's trying to build this thing, nobody else. And that's, again, that's going to be one of those things that expose what's real or fake. When you know that God's very hands is doing it. Nobody but him. Nobody but him. I was reading, I believe it was, it was 1 Corinthians, around that 14th chapter, that says something that stays in line. It's 10th chapter. It was 1 Corinthians, 10th chapter, 14th, around the 14th verse, reading down, it says, "Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as the wise men, judge ye what I say. The cup of blessings which we is not the communion of the body of the blood of Jesus. The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ?" It says this is the power. "For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread." That's
goodness gracious.
That's deep right there. We talk and we say we partake of the body and the blood and the bread that represents Christ. But it says, but we are that bread. That's what it says. We are that one bread. We are that one body. But we are all the partakers of this community.
We are partakers of the divine nature.
Yes, sir.
We are partakers of the divine nature.
But watch this, Lord. It's going to be phenomenal.
You can't stay a partaker of the divine nature if you're not in touch with the divine. See, it's easy to slip into flesh. And you get into your flesh and think you're operating in the spirit. And you ain't said nothing to God. And you can be so comfortable with it because you feel the presence. And you think, because you feeling it, you know, that God is with you and all of this kind of stuff, when in actuality, if you go outside and it's cold, you feel that too.
Yeah.
Hello, light bulbs. When God come in the house, a sinner or a saint can feel the presence of God. I done heard sinners. I ain't never repented. I felt something up in there. It was something. Now I felt something. I don't know what it was, but I felt something. I didn't hear stark sinners say that. The Bible said when it rained on the just and the unjust. But be a partaker of the divine nature is that you are living in the presence of the divine. And his nature, praise the Lamb of God, that has been given unto you is being nurtured by the Holy Spirit. His nature, praise the Lamb of God, is being developed in you until you see yourself day after day, week after week, year after year, dying to the person you were when you met Christ. You see the change yourself. You look back and your soul don't have to wonder how you got over. You know you've been changed. You know it. See, we take our God-given instincts, such as a man's desire for another woman, and we take that as sin. That's not sin. Because I see a woman and she's beautiful, and I look upon her, it's not sin. Undressing her in my mind and having sex with her in my mind and heart becomes sin. Because I have lusted after her. But it's a natural instinct for a man to desire a woman and a woman to desire a man. God gave us that so we could recreate. But we call that sin. But when we don't call hatred sin. We don't call unforgiveness sin. We don't the things that's really plaguing the church, the things that's really messing up the church, we ain't looking at, because we too busy looking at what the world is publishing, and that ain't nothing but flesh. That's nothing but flesh.
Yeah. Somebody sent me an inbox. I won't say the name, but they said something so powerful. And I'm telling you, whether we like it or not, but a form of witchcraft is what affects the church. You know, that envy, those jealousies, all those things that we need to lay aside. You know, those are the things that that work strongly against the body of Christ, man. We don't deal
when
with
we
those.
Work when we work against things, when we work against the Word of God, when we work against the will of God and the way of God, then we are in rebellion. Rebellion is as witchcraft. And once you go into a rebellious state, everything starts working as witchcraft. Mm. Everything is as witchcraft. Well, nothing worked for you. Nothing. Because that rebellious spirit is on you that you refuse to repent of. Because you are in your own way. You have fooled yourself to think.
What did you just say? Because who is in your own way?
You are. You in your own way.
That's it. You are in your own way.
You are in your own way. And then you start doing things that you get from other people who are in the flesh telling you what to do. Out of their own wisdom and out of their own minds. And you can get so deep in that until you won't want to hear spiritual people talking to you. You will refuse prophecy.
Oh,
you'll refuse to hear it.
Wow.
That's when witchcraft has arrested you. You refuse prophecy. God will send you a clear word, and you will refuse. You are rejected. Because you're in broken fellowship with God. Mm-hmm. And then God take it and use it as a testimony against you. When he tear you up. When he tear you up, praise the Lamb of God, and tear you down, then he tells you, I sent my word, you rejected it. And because you have rejected my word, Saul, I reject you.
Mm-hmm.
You rejected my word, Saul? I reject you.
Mm.
That's the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And it only comes through through a dead, hypocritical type of prayer life, praying but not praying, praying to be seen, praying to be on stage, praying just to get the mic, but your secret closet is dead. You can't spend a week with God to save your life. You can't shut in to save your life.
Lord have mercy.
And that's where we're at. Man, I didn't silence myself, I'm telling you, because this is this is the place that we have to come to in this season. We want to turn around in our society. We want to turn around in the government. We want to turn around in this. We're holding prayer meetings for government, this, that, and another, as though we're doing God a favor, and we're not holding a prayer meeting about his own house. We need a prayer meeting about the church.
Yes.
We need a prayer meeting about the church. We need to pray about us and the things we have done and the things we have allowed and the things we permit and the things we put up with, the things we wink at, the things we allow in the house of God, praise the Lamb of God, for the bride of Christ to be exposed to, the things we don't speak against, and then what our hearts are really after.
Yes.
Are we after popularity or spiritual power? Are we after people, the numbers, who got the most members, or are we after souls? Because when the Bible talks about people added to the church, it talks about souls being added.
Yes.
When it says souls, it means these people have been converted. When you have members joining, they ain't necessarily converted. Ding dong, the witch just had an aneurysm.
Oh, man.
When the Bible says, and 3,000 souls were added to the church, 3,000 souls were converted.
Yes.
We take in 25 members, and only three of them come back because only three souls got converted.
Yeah, the rest came for the hype.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yeah.
And now we got members that's running from church to church trying to find out who got the best entertainment. And they got the baddest choir over there. The word ain't about nothing, but they got the baddest choir. And Kiki Shears was there one Sunday morning. And Fred Hammond was there one Sunday morning. And we have become stricken in the house of God. We're starstruck.
Not just that, Uncle Jay.
Starstruck in the house of God. Crowds hanging around the corner to see a singer get up and entertain. At the house of God. But when the word of God goes forth, there is no line. What are you hungering after? Entertainment? I just want to be entertained. I just want to shake my hips and gyrate in the house of God and clap my hands and do my dance because I'm a clubber. And so I want to turn the house of God into a club. The house of God is not a club. Y'all don't like me today. I know it. And it's all right. Praise the Lamb of God. But this is what we have done. This is the sin. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the sin. When crowds were so at the house that couldn't nobody get in, it was because Jesus was in there teaching. They had to cut a hole through the roof. Not because Sister Priscilla was up in there giving a concert. They were hungry for the word of God. They were hungry for the mind of God,
yes,
for the revelation of God for their lives. What are we hungering for? What is our thirst after? If it was for God, then we would be in prayer.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what it is.
You're wow. Do you know that many believers will go across town, around town, to go get a CD or a DVD of somebody singing or what have you, and won't go next to their bed and fall on their knees?
Wow. So true. Wow.
Wow!
Yeah.
Will not drop on their knees next to their bed. Can't spend 20 minutes in prayer.
You know, that's something
God in heaven.
That's right.
My God in heaven. If the church's prayer life does not change, because it is the act of communicating with God, then revelation will cease.
Yeah.
When revelation ceases, then sermons will come forth and not prophetic word.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Woo. You know, that's you are so on. And what's funny, you said, what are you hungry for? And really, what's within us, we got to get to the point where we're hungry for just more of him. That's what makes you get up. That's what makes you, keeps the burden and makes you get on your knees on the side of your bed and all that. The hunger must be for more of him, more of him, more, period. I see we got a caller, Uncle Shake, here. Let's see.
Two five one.
Erico 251, who are we speaking with?
This is Apostle Mikkels. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing, Apostle?
Oh, I am blessed. This has been just a breath of refreshing. I mean, this has been a breath of refreshing. I mean, years ago, the Lord had spoke to me. I mean, the very words, that's why I was just soaking it in. I was like a sponge. I'm like, Lord, you shared this with me years ago, and I have it written down in my journal. And I shared it with my then bishop, and because I was thinking that because he was under the office of bishop, that the anointing indeed rested upon him, that the apostolic rested. And so as he began to see the anointing flowing in me, and I'm seeking the Lord, as you said, and I'm just totally sold out to him, and miracles and wonders were indeed flowing in and through me, and they still are, but yet they were not flowing in and through him. So then, as you said, jealousy arose. So then a lot of things, I mean, attack, because, you know, as we go from glory to glory, from faith to faith, you know, the we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, and so the principalities. But at any rate, the Lord began to wake me up about 2 months ago. My prayer time with the Lord is always 3 a.m. until. So this particular night, he took me to Ezekiel 44. And whenever he speak to me, he never really is like angry, okay? But he was very firm with me. So I began to seek me. Lord, did I do it? Is it me? I repent. He said, no, my daughter, I'm speaking of my ecclesia. I'm speaking of my bride. And so I just wanted to share this verse. The Lord, that's another reason why I was asking the Lord, Lord, do you want me to share? He said, yes, of course, share. And so both of my lungs collapsed. I died, and the Lord, turned me around while I was mid-air to let me see my body. He's realer than the nose on our face. I just said that. Mm. And so he allowed me to see the doctors working on me. He allowed me to see they defibrillated me and my body go up. So at the seventh time that my body went up, the Lord began to speak. And before he said, not, the power, he said, not yet. Your assignment is not finished, but tell my ecclesia to keep oil in their lamp at all times, because I am soon to return. But they have been playing the harlot with me. Okay, so he brought that back to my remembrance about a month ago. And so I'm in my praise and worship. And so then he took me to Ezekiel 44. And then I said, well, like I said, I began to examine self. And he said, no, I'm speaking to my body by ecclesia. So verse 7 of Ezekiel 44 says, in that ye have brought into my sanctuary strangers, uncircumcised in heart, and uncircumcised in flesh.
That's what I'm talking about.
To be in my sanctuary to pollute it, even my house, when ye offer my bread, the fat and the blood thereof, and they have broken my covenant because of all of your abominations.
Just bring anybody in that'll draw
just
a crowd.
Just anybody, as long as they got, as long as they can quote scripture or they can speak. I have never seen.
Got Farrakhan up.
Have never seen such witchcraft. I mean, the Lord began to show me years ago the witchcraft. And the, and then naturally I would go to the head, because the Lord had told me, you know, if the head sick, the body gonna be sick. So I figured, you know, I'm just, you know, so I go and I share, you know, the attack came. In other words, keep preaching.
Oh, I'm gonna do that. Don't you worry.
Keep being the voice of God.
This is not a popularity contest.
I know it. And when you have been
popular,
charged
all
to be on the front line,
days. This
when
ain't
you
what
have
this
been
is
charged
about.
To be on the front line, and when you have been anointed to be His bulwark, and that's what the Lord has called me to share with you, are His bulwark. He has really been having me examining the art of war, and a bulwark is one who has been wounded. And in the art of war, it says, don't go to the one who has healed battle scars on them. Why? Because they know how to battle, and they know how to win a battle. But go to the one who are weak. Go to the one that don't know how to battle. So it is, keep allowing the Lord to speak to you. Speak it in season. Honestly, I don't care what it sounds like. I don't care. Preach it. Speak it. It was a refreshing. I mean, I said, Lord, thank you for this man of God. Anybody who's real as he is, the attacks come, but I know there's no weapon for him against him, Shepherd. I am just, you just don't know how my heart just overflowing.
My goodness gracious.
Oh, my
goodness.
Heart just overflowing.
Hallelujah. People.
God bless you, man of God.
Thank you. Thank you, Apostle. I bless you for coming on. And
I love you with the love of Jesus.
I love you with the love
for
of
me.
Jesus.
My mother just passed away. She took her last breath of my arms. And so many things are coming against. So I just ask that you will pray with me and pray for me.
Don't let them come against you. Mama gone to be with the Lord. You let Mama go and you stay with Jesus. You're going to see Mama again. She's just not there in the body. You're going to miss her. Mind gone too. And
okay.
But don't let Satan give you that. He carried away our sorrow.
Okay.
Hallelujah. He bore our sorrow and our grief for us and carried them away.
Okay.
Don't you sorrow like the world. Don't do it. Praise
okay.
the Lamb of God. You look up and say, my God is alive and my mother's alive in him. And
okay.
one day I'm going where she is. And
okay.
go on about your business.
Okay.
Hallelujah. That's what David did. They had David on a 30-day grieving process. David said, the Bible said, after 7 days, David rose up, washed, when he sat on his throne, started doing business, and they ran to him. Oh, king, you're supposed to be bereaved. You're supposed to be bereaved. He said, my son is dead. He will not come back to me, but I will go to him. And I ain't going today, so ain't no sense in sitting there crying.
Oh, I needed to hear this. Thank you.
Sweetheart, I'm telling you, My mother left me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She was in a coma 40 days. 40
wow.
days she was in a coma.
Wow.
Right before she, the 38th day before she went into the coma, I was standing in her room.
Yes.
And the Lord had showed her how she was going to look, how she was going to look before she passed.
Right.
And she told me when she was a, when I was a kid.
Yes.
And I said, Mama, the Lord coming for you. She said, why you say that? I said, you look just like you told me.
Wow.
That you're going to look when the Lord comes.
Wow.
And I was about to walk out of the door. I said, I'll be back. She said, don't come back. I won't be here.
Wow.
She said, this is the last time you're going to see me. She said, but listen to me, son. I want you to know something. You're going to see me again. She said, don't be sad. Be happy for me. I'm tired.
Okay.
I raised my kids and my grandchildren. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Mama, take your rest. And I left. I preached a funeral. Didn't shed a tear.
Bless your heart.
Your mother
and mommy.
Better, be encouraged.
It was just me and Mommy, and Daddy died when I was little. He preached his initial sermon. 3 weeks later, he went home to be with the Lord. So it was just me and Mommy. And so,
I understand, honey.
Yes.
Just be encouraged, yeah. And anytime
okay.
you get you feel low, you call in, and
okay,
I'm gonna pump up. Up, because I've been there. I know where you're at.
Ma'am,
okay.
Sir. Okay.
All right. You be blessed. Thank you for encouraging
hey,
us.
Prophet,
I love you
prophet.
All.
Wait.
Hold on for 1 second. Let me pray for you, ma'am. I know the Lord just led it. I'm just going to do what the Lord tells me to do. Father, we thank you for this great woman of God, for this Apostle Nichols here that has called in on this line. The Lord, she's called in so that we can touch and agree with her that she is strengthening you, God. We declare right now in the name of Jesus that your very love covers her and comforts her. Ah, God, open up her ears even the more that you would speak
yes,
with her. Your love in her ears, your presence in her ears, God. Oh, God, even so, it is so exciting that I can see in the spirit that you're raising her up to another level, God, taking her to a new position of power, a new position in you. And we declare so, God, that she would be strength to her family, that the power of your love resonates in her life like never before, that a glow of your glory will walk with her everywhere she goes, that people will see your glow, your light, your glory in her life. God, I thank you for what you show me. And we declare it so in Jesus' name. We thank you.
Thank
you. Amen. Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Lord, I receive amen. It.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all.
Our God is an awesome God. Thank you,
yes,
Pastor London. Apostle, thank you, Apostle Nichols.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in and being with us today.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
954 area code 954.
God bless you. This is Prophetess Iris. How are you?
Hi, Iris. How you doing?
Prophetess,
I am blessed.
How are
you?
How are you?
Good.
I am blessed.
Good to hear your voice.
I am grateful that I called in today. I was out and about with my children earlier, and I heard the Spirit of God say to, you know, inquire about a phone call, you know, if you had to call today. And I'm telling you, everything that I heard, Prophet and Pastor, has just been, it's just been so encouraging to me because it's everything that I've been dealing with in recent years. And as I'm crossing over into new things, and God has just been showing me how to remain encouraged. And this call really just did it for me today, and I want to thank you all for that.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you, Prophetess. We take that as a high compliment coming from you.
Yes,
and I'm thankful to be here. God bless
Hallelujah.
You all.
Thank
you so much.
To be here, too. We are grateful for you. We're all on the same team, and, you know, I'm trying my best to get people to really understand that I'm not against anyone, and I'm not trying to start nothing different. I'm doing what the Lord is telling me to do. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not about Shakespeare. I just knew when my daughter put the name up there, she put Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International. I just looked at it and said, you know what? Shakespeare is a name most people will never forget. So we just left up there like that. But it's really prophetic truth. This ministry is, that's all it is. Praise God. And everybody here know I don't push me. I push Jesus Christ. I push God. And all the glory is his. And I'm just saying what he speaks to me. And I'm saying what he reveals to me in prayer. And I've lost my shame. I've lost my shyness about it. And I'm just saying what God says, and I can't help. Whoever don't like me, don't like me. Too bad. I'm human. I'm a human being. I ain't walking on no cloud. Don't feel like I'm walking on now. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm just saying what God is saying and what needs to be said in this day and in this time, because God is ready to move, and the church is not ready for the move. God is ready to move, but the church is not ready for the move. And when God announced a time, a kairos timing of a move, he moves, and whoever miss it, miss it. I'm not missing God for nobody. Yeah.
No.
I'm not missing God holding on to Antichrist practices and rituals. I'm not missing God being blind, sitting up, looking at entertainment and dead words. I'm not missing God.
Yes.
I'd rather be in prayer than sitting up watching somebody jump and skip trying to move a crowd. Forget that.
Yeah.
I ain't for it no more.
Amen.
I ain't doing it. My God right here with me. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm saying we need to partner in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. To get this word out to the masses. Because all of us thinking the same, and we should be speaking the same thing.
Yeah.
And then we can annually come together so that we can go and train and teach. And that's all I'm doing at the gathering, is training and teaching people how to walk in the prophetic, how to give their lives to God, how to hear the voice of God, and allow the Spirit of God to use them where they are. We are a royal priesthood and a chosen generation. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's time out for the junk. It's time to take the garbage out. Praise the Lamb of God. It's time to sanctify ourselves, sanctify our homes, anoint our children, raise them up in God, and allow God to have the place he's supposed to have. And that's the highest place. Evangelist DeBose put something on the page today. She said, that when God said, come as you are, the word of God said, whosoever will, let him come. He didn't say whatsoever will, and he didn't say whatever way you want it to come. We have allowed church and ministry to be so casual. And I said just the other day, I'm glad she put it up there. Praise the Lamb of God. He was talking about our heart. Come as you are. He's talking about your heart. We put emphasis on clothes, and God was putting emphasis on your heart. Come as you are, I can change your heart. But after there's an inward change, there should be an outward change. He didn't say come looking like a hooker every Sunday after you get saved. You still look like a hooker. Something wrong with that.
Yeah.
Hello, light bulbs. I said it, ain't going to take it back. Praise the Lamb of God. We must change this thing. We have gone wrong. We have gone wrong.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. Amen. I tell you, wow. Well, prophets, I'm going to definitely pray with you as well. The Lord said pray.
Hallelujah. Definitely we're going to pray with you.
Oh, God. Father, Thank you right now for this daughter, Iris, Father. Oh, God, we ask that you would continue to keep her covered, God. We thank you for her relationship in you. And, God, we thank you that she was able to call in, oh, God, and to hear your word, because your word spoke to her today, God. And we declare right now that she just gets even more angrier at what any of the enemy and any of his tricks, God, because he cannot take her off path, God. We thank you for the people she's going to equip. We thank you for the books that's still going to burst in her life. We thank you for all of the people that will receive healing through her life. We thank you for her children who will walk in even a stronger anointing than her, God. We thank you for her life, God. Connect her to your people, God. Build up your body, God. Let her be a piece of that living bread, because she is that living bread that's connected to you. Connect us all as one, God, so that we may represent you on the earth like never before. Thank you for your daughter, God. And thank you for the power you trusted her to have. We declare so in Jesus' name, God. We love you. We thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for calling in and being a part of the show today. Does anything else you would like to say to us?
I just want to say thank you. And when I initially came on the call, I heard the comment that Pastor London offered about how God hasn't forgotten the church, and that is so powerful. That is going to stick with me. I may have to buy that, Pastor, because that is that is so profound. Is everything that God has been sharing with me, because I think that what's so sad is that you have people that are demonically inclined that want to destroy the church, and they make a mockery of us that are building the church. And I think that what you said is so not only profound but life-changing, because God made the church for his people to be able to be saved, delivered, and to prosper. But what has happened is, and I know you all know this, is that prosperity has wiped everything else out. This call is such a life changer, and I thank you for that. And I thank God that I was able to get on this call today. I had a day off, I could get on the call. Thank you all so much.
Bless you so much.
Thank God, because God tells me that every day. He reminds me of that every day.
When I was listening to you speaking there, the Lord brought back a pastor in Seattle. I can't think of his name now. He used to come, matter of fact, to Pastor London's dad's church, and he preached a powerful sermon out of the 15th chapter of Luke, which we have called the loss chapter, because all they talk about is losses. And he talked about the sheep that was lost from the fold, and the good shepherd goes and finds the one and leave the 99. But he talked about lost from the fold, lost in the fold, lost because of the fold, and then he talked about lost because of the shepherd. Those four is the exact issues of apostasy in the church today. Some people lost because of themselves and their perception of church and their perception of God. Then some are lost, praise the Lamb of God, within the house of God. They in the house of God. They in what we call church, but they're lost within it. They're not growing. They're not developing. Their lives are not being enriched in any way. They just coming there for a redundant, euphoric, emotional high Sunday after Sunday, and because they're connected or related to people in such a way that they have made the house of God a social club. Then there are some people within the fold who are wolves in sheep clothing, who have the facade of Christ and of the outer appearance, and they're raving wolves on the inside that devour through their lies, through them not bearing the fruit of the Spirit, through their hatred, through their evil, through the cutting of their eyes and the sharpness of their words to people, and the way they carry themselves in the house of God, the countless, probably millions of people who have left the house of God because of the way church conflict and antagonists are in the house of God. And then last of all is the shepherd, because of the lifestyle and things that the shepherd has done. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'll say this publicly, and I don't mind. There are some things that I did I shouldn't have done. But my mother taught me, when you know better, do better. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank God there is repentance, and that God allows you to repent. Hallelujah. And when you repent, you turn from the things that you once did, and you turn towards God. And I thank God that repentance came to me in time, that God didn't give me over to a reprobated mind. Hallelujah. And caused me to be a castaway. Praise the Lamb of God. But we must stop, hallelujah, this apostasy, this spirit that has entered in to the church that is causing the falling away. Praise the Lamb of God. And the only way that's going to be is that people see real believers, that people do not look up in a nightclub and see you in a nightclub, and then Sunday morning you walking out with your Bible under your arm. There must be a calling out of the world. We must come out of the world, people of God. We must come out of the world. Praise the Lamb of God. We must come out of the world. It's not all right. We must come out of the world. The only way that you can help change them is to show them you've been changed. If you're going to sit there and drink with them and joke with them and laugh with them and smoke with them and everything else, and then want to talk about Jesus, they calling you a hypocrite behind your back.
Yes, they are.
Come out from amongst them. That's the word of God in the book of Revelation, the last day cry. Come out from amongst them. Come out of Babylon, my people. He's calling us out of that bondage. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And come into a place of cleanliness, and let them see a lifestyle. Let them see a demonstration of the presence of God in our lives. That's the only thing that's going to change it. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed. It will be seen upon us. Hallelujah. My God in heaven. People of God, I want to announce this before I get off the air. Next Wednesday night is Soul Harvest. The bishop just texted me a minute ago. Praise the Lamb of God. There's going to be a night, just one night, praise the Lamb of God. One night, praise the Lamb, with the prophet. He's calling it One Night with the Prophet, prophesying and praying at Soul Harvest Church, which is there on Woodward Avenue. Praise the Lamb of God, just off 6 Mile, just east of 6 Mile, a few blocks across the street from the Powerhouse Gym. Praise the Lord. Soul Harvest sits there, a nice, large, historical church, sits there right on the corner. Come meet me there at 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday night. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor London, we only have 2 minutes.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you again, Iris, for being with us.
Thank you, man. I love you so much. Bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Boy, I'm telling you, this has been a good show, people of God. It has been an awesome show, and it has been the kind of show that we needed it to be. You know, I prayed this morning. I told the Lord to take over. He did just that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prayer is needed for the church. Prayer is needed for one another. Praise the Lamb of God. And out for us being hypocritical, it's time for us to be transparent so that we can be a blessing to others. The only way others are going to be strengthened is to recognize that you were once weak. Stop acting like you man or superwoman. You know your frailties. You know what you have done. Praise the Lamb of God. But you know what you have turned from. Hallelujah. I have no shame in my game, because all of my past, my yesterday, is covered in the blood of Jesus. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Lawrence London, Jr.
Wow. Awesome show.
people of God, God has his hands on your life, man. He's building up his house, and he's making us all brand new. We are excited about your future. Glory to the Lamb of God.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm brand new. Sadness, those days are over.